Talking today with Tom Buchanan, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, right now in the middle of their Washington, D.C. Congressional action tour. Tom, you've had a chance, I know, to talk to a lot of folks here, a lot of information from both your Farm Bureau folks, from our congressional staff, as well as from the administration. What I guess the highlight has to be meeting with Scott Pruitt.
Oh, absolutely, Ron. I'll tell you, there's about 50-plus Oklahoma Farm Bureau members in D.C. We got out here Monday. Certainly boots on the ground out here doing a lot of work. I've personally been coming out here now for about 12, 15 years. The last eight, really working pretty hard with the administration we've had in the past. And as all of your listeners know, a lot of frustration in that part. But I will tell you, it is a brand new day in D.C. and one of the most pleasant, invigorating, wonderful times that we had was literally yesterday. Those 50-plus members of Oklahoma Farm Bureau went to EPA. That's some words or letters that we normally don't say with a grin on our face. And truthfully, we had no idea where the EPA offices were. We literally had to get out the map and go look and find out where that was. But we went. We met with the administrator, Scott Pruitt, a great Oklahoma guy, as your listeners know, our former attorney general and a real friend of Oklahoma agriculture and Oklahoma in general. But it was a great sit down with him. It is certainly that breath of fresh air to have someone in that position that understands that there needs to absolutely be a balance to protect air and water, take care of this great nation's natural resources. But the balance is to make sure that those regulations to take care of those natural resources do not have a major negative impact on those rural economies of America that really sustain and make this nation great. It's great to have a guy there that understands that.
And I guess looking at some of the social media from your time visiting with the administrator, a little bit of a cheer came up as he talked about rescinding the WOTUS rule.
Absolutely. Oklahoma Farm Bureau members and are therefore a member of American Farm Bureau. And American Farm Bureau was the first one, a national organization, to really get out in front on that Waters of the U.S. or WOTUS rule that was being proposed. Spent a lot of money, a lot of time really exposing what it would do. And because of that effort of American Farm Bureau, many, many people had their eyes opened that Waters of the U.S., that proposed rule, was really a land use, a land grab regulation proposed by the past administration. And it would have been absolutely drastic, traumatic, and a terrible thing for not only farmers and ranchers, but anyone that used land. If you're a home builder, a developer, energy, you name it, it had far-reaching effects. And so as this current administration, President Trump, had directed the administrator of EPA, Scott Pruitt, to roll those back, we were absolutely overjoyed. That's a wonderful thing to start that process.
Now, I know that you have the opportunity. I've seen a good bit of our congressional delegation. And I guess it's important that not only do you see them when they're back home, but I know it has impact on them when you take time to go to their office and make your case on behalf of agriculture.
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing like a face-to-face visit any time. You know, in today's modern time, we think we can pick the phone up. Those of us younger than me, Ron, realize that they can text and instant message and Facebook and communicate that way, and you certainly can. But the most effective means of communication is sitting down with the person you need to be talking to face-to-face and having that conversation. And with the ability of our delegation, Oklahoma's delegation, our senators and our congressmen to be as receptive as they are and make time out of their busy days to come and spend time with us, certainly is an honor and makes us feel good. But I will tell you, the best thing that comes of that is that open conversation and communication between Oklahomans and those elected officials. Every one of those guys will leave those meetings telling you how much they appreciate it, and they need to hear from Oklahomans. They need you to come out here and help them fight these issues. One of the things that was talked about a lot while we've been out here is just this current health care issue that went through. Our delegation was in lockstep on that, as we've learned, that they believed that we needed to start to pass that proposal. Now, was it the final one? Was it the best one? Not necessarily, but they realized that we got to get that process started so that we can begin to address regulatory issues, so we can address infrastructure, so we can address tax reform. So being here in D.C., having that opportunity of being a citizen of the United States, we enjoy it. It's a good thing for us, and I think it's a great thing for Oklahoma to have us come out here and talk, too. It's a good deal.
One last question, Tom. I guess, you know, as you talk with members of our congressional delegation, and as you've also interacted with Farm Bureau staff, what are the one or two key things in your mind that are the highest priority for farmers and ranchers here in 2017?
Well, certainly we have the Farm Bill coming up. Oklahoma Farm Bureau, for example, will have our recommendations based on the current Farm Bill. Is it fitting the needs of Oklahoma's family farmers and ranchers, or do we need additions, amendments to that? We will have our own recommendation coming forward. So that is certainly up there, number one, a priority issue. I would also tell you that I just mentioned tax reform. That is a giant issue for those of us involved in agriculture. Those 1031 exchanges, those 179 depreciation schedules are things that have worked very well for the farmer, rancher, businessman, and we need those things to continue. We feel what we're hearing out here today that those will stay, that we won't lose the ability to use those. And then the new, or not a new one, but the one that we've worked on forever, the death tax, the inheritance tax, the estate tax, whatever you might want to call it, appears that in this current round of tax reform may be the time that we can finally have another jump for joy and say we have finally put that estate tax, that death tax, behind us. That is an encumbrance on America's family farmers and ranchers. It's an unfair tax. It's one of those that is paid time after time. And in today's escalating land costs, there are many times that I know your listeners are aware of, but let's go ahead and say it. There are many times that the next generation has to sell off a part or all of the land holdings in order to meet that inheritance tax that their generations before them have paid for. And that's the wrong thing to do to Americans. So hopefully that tax reform will take care of that issue for us. Another one is the Endangered Species Act, which has really decimated the ability to use land in the West, is being looked at through a microscope. Again, let's use some real good vetted science. None of us want species to go extinct. However, we need to allow those economies of rural America to prosper. And the Endangered Species Act has been one of those issues that's kind of gotten in the way. So there is a fine line. There's a good balance that we can do. So I would tell you those are the three things moving forward that have the most impact that we feel that are really going to move forward in a positive way for America's and Oklahoma's family farmers and ranchers.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Buchanan of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau in our nation's capital, along with a whole host of Farm Bureau members this week with their Congressional Action Tour. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.